AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court handed President Trump a significant loss on an issue key to his economic agenda. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The High Court has struck down the president's global tariffs, which he'd unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law just yesterday.
I have the right to put tariffs on for national security purposes.
3 months ago, he warned a ruling against him would be an economic body blow.
Devastating. If we got a negative decision.
But legal opposition crossed the political spectrum, including from groups typically aligned with the GOP, and polling has found tariffs are not broadly popular with the public. This was the first major piece of the Trump agenda to come before the Supreme Court, which had given the president a series of short-term wins on things like high-profile firings and major federal funding cuts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the economy grew at a 1.4% rate in the fourth quarter of last year, slower than expected. It shows the economy is growing steadily, but without creating many jobs. A key inflation measure rose quicker than expected in December. The figure shows inflation remains elevated, even as it has come down from a peak of nearly 7% in 2022. At the start of a breakfast meeting with governors, President Trump was asked if he's considering limited strikes on Iran.
I guess I can say I am considering that.
In the Senate, Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine says he will file a war powers resolution that would require the president to get congressional approval before launching an attack on Iran. Police searched the former home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor a day after the former prince was held in custody on suspicion of misconduct in public office connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Crews may restart efforts to recover bodies from a California avalanche. 8 people were killed. This is AP News. More people are feeling a chill.
A new AP North poll shows that more Americans say extreme cold has affected their lives. 57% of U.S. adults report severe cold or winter storms in the past 5 years, up from 49% in 2024. About 7 in 10 Americans have seen higher power or gas bills, work and school cancellations, power outages, frozen pipes, and travel cancellations or delays. Democrats and independents who experienced any kind of severe weather event are much likelier than Republicans to see climate change as a cause. Scientists say climate change can help drive cold outbreaks by disrupting the polar vortex. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 3 million pounds of Trader Joe's chicken fried rice products are being recalled. They may contain pieces of glass. 4 people reported finding glass in their food. No injuries have been reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.